This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the country's nuclear scientists for enhancing India's pride with the fast breeder reactor in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu, achieving criticality. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said criticality is the stage during which a reactor successfully attains a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction for the first time. This stage signifies the reactor entering the operational phase. Prime Minister Modi termed this a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को एनर्जी सेक्टर को हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है
Prime Minister Modi also spoke about the power of wind energy, saying that this power is propelling India forward. He was pleased to note that India has recently achieved a major milestone in wind energy. India's wind energy generation capacity has now exceeded 56 gigawatt. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the ongoing census campaign. He said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, which is the world's largest census. He urged everyone to participate in this process and make Census 2027 a success.
घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं
The Prime Minister also spoke about the success of the Northeast in the bamboo sector. He elaborated that what was once viewed as a burden is now giving new impetus to employment, business and innovation. The Prime Minister also shared that the National Archives of India has digitized and made public over 20 crore invaluable documents. Mr. Modi urged listeners to visit www.abhilekh-patal.in for a wonderful experience of India's history. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi urged children to enjoy their summer vacation to the fullest and try to learn something new. He asked everyone to take care of their health during the summer season. Just 2 days from now, on 29th April, West Bengal will head to the crucial second phase of the assembly election. This phase is set to determine who will govern the state for the next 5 years. With polling day fast approaching, political activity has reached its peak across West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Thakur Nagar, Bongaon, followed by another in Haripal, Hooghly. Later in the evening, he is scheduled to offer prayers at Thanthania Kalibadi in North Kolkata and lead a roadshow from BK Pal Avenue to Khanna Crossing. Leader of the opposition, Subhendu Adhikari, is leading a procession from Chinar Park to Jora Mandir underpass. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee will mostly stay in her own constituency, Bhavanipur, with multiple events lined up. Polling is underway for the local body elections in Gujarat across 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities and over 200 district and taluka panchayats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah cast his vote for Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation at a polling station in Naranpura in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed relief that US President Donald Trump, First Lady Melania Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are safe and unharmed following the recent security incident at a Washington, D.C. hotel. Earlier, US President Donald Trump and other top White House officials were evacuated unharmed from the annual dinner of White House correspondents after a man armed with multiple weapons fired shots outside the ballroom of a hotel in Washington, D.C. In IPL cricket in a double-header today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In the second match of the day, Lucknow Super Giants will be up against Kolkata Knight Riders at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Kana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.